Last 2 days we spoke about the Takanas Ezra, which was that we should have a Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday as well as Shabbos, and then we spoke yesterday as well about whether or not Kriyas HaTorah is a communal obligation or if it's a individual obligation. The difference would be, as we mentioned, if a person for whatever reason misses a parsha, let's say they were in the hospital, they weren't feeling well, or if a person was in Eretz Yisrael and because of that there was an imbalance in the parshios. So in a case like that, there's a discussion as to whether or not I have an obligation to make it up, or should we assume no? It's a chovas hatzibur, it's not an individual obligation, it's a communal obligation, and as long as my community lay in the Kriyas HaTorah, that is sufficient, that's good enough. Now let's continue with another very important issue, and that is in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Simen Kuf Mem Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says that it is usur for a person to leave the shul while the Sefer Torah is being read, while the Sefer Torah is being open. While the Sefer Torah is in the middle of being used for Kriyas HaTorah, one is not allowed to leave the shul. This is based on a Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches, where the Gemara learns from a Pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya that it says, Va'ozve Hashem Yechalu, those who leave Hashem Yechalu will be destroyed, they will be shattered, they'll be eradicated, they'll be destroyed from the world. So the Targum writes over there, what does it mean? Ozve Hashem Yechalu, Udeshavik Oraisa de Hashem, somebody who leaves the Torah of Hashem, Yishtetzev, his life will be taken away. So therefore the Gemara says a person is not allowed to leave the shul while the Sefer Torah is open, and we do not find that there's a distinction between Shabbos and during the week. Whenever the Sefer Torah is being read, one has an obligation to stay in the shul while the Sefer Torah is open. The Kaf HaChaim even points out that it's important that even women be careful about this, even though sometimes women aren't always paying attention to the Kriyas HaTorah, and sometimes they're coming late and they're up to wherever they're up to in davening, but he says even for a woman to walk out of shul during Kriyas HaTorah, even though she's in the Ezras Nashim, and even though she's at a different part of davening, is considered a tremendous bizayon HaTorah, and you have to be very careful about this pasuk, Ve'ozve Hashem Yichalu. Listen to a crazy story, a really crazy story. In the Sefer of Rav Chaim Palagi, he has a wild story that happened. He says in Parshas Bechukosai, which as we know is the Parsha of the Tochacha, he writes as follows. This is his Lashon. Kvar ira maisa nora biyamenu. We had a story that was a very frightening story in our days, Bishnas Tuf Kuf Pehe. I don't know how to translate the years, but it was a while ago. De'echad lo ratza lalos l'sefer Torah achar shekaru oso v'sirev bo. So there was somebody who they called him up for the tochacha, and he absolutely did not want to take the aliyah. After all, who wants a tochacha? Ubarach mekila kedosha. So the gabbai says, Yamo, this and this person. He says, what are you guys, crazy? You're going to give me the tochacha? He flies out of shul. He's out of there. Upaga bo midas hadin, says Reb Chaim Palagi. And because he chose not to take the aliyah and run out of shul when everybody was waiting for him to get up, paga bo midas hadin delo hishlim chadsho. He didn't make it through the month, says Reb Chaim Palagi. Shevetoch hachodesh, because within that month, halach michutz la'ir la'eretz acheres, he went and traveled to another city for whatever reason. Tapsu arelim harge nefesh, he was captured by whoever it was. Asula Mishpatim by Yadom, they did things to him that you cannot even imagine, you cannot describe. Ubisof, and his end was, he shlichu oso, listen to this, it's crazy. They took him, and they threw him letoch kederas mayim roschem mehakitar. They threw him into a big pot of boiling hot water, and that's the way he died. And he says, his whole body got burnt, this is the way he passed from this world, and why is this? V'kolzeh, why did this happen to him? Al sha'aver al mashakasa bebrachos. He says it's because the person was so disrespectful to the Torah, and they chose to run out of the shul and not take the aliyah, that was a good enough reason for them to be punished. As the Navi Yeshaya promises us, that's what's going to happen. So it's a little bit of an extreme story. Now, this halacha applies whether or not the Baal Kori is in the middle of laning one pasuk, meaning obviously you're not allowed to leave in the middle of a pasuk, but it also applies in between two psukim. If you quickly run out before he starts the next pasuk, you're also in violation of the din of Ozve Hashem Yichalu. Even if we have 10 people who are listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, and by my leaving the shul, they're going to be able to continue without me, still we consider it to be a bizayon to the Sefer Torah for a person to leave. It's a disgrace, it's sacrilegious, you're showing an extreme amount of disrespect to the Sefer Torah, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah writes, even if a minion is going to be left, one is not allowed to leave. The Mishnah Berurah then talks about B'Shem the Prima Gadim. Even if a person already heard Kriyas HaTorah by an earlier minion, and now you happen to be here, and you're wrapping up your tefillin, whatever, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're also not allowed to leave. Why? Because the fact that this is, because it's such a bizayon to the Sefer Torah, it doesn't make a difference whether you heard Kriyas HaTorah or not. The reason not to leave is not because you have an obligation to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Rather, says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason not to leave is because this is a tremendous lack of Kavod HaTorah that you're displaying in front of the Sefer Torah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes that ben gavra le gavra, in between aliyahs, before they start the next one, one is really allowed to leave. So, what does it mean at the end of the aliyah? What does it mean, ben gavra le gavra? So this is a discussion that the Bir Halacha has, where he quotes a machlokas, the Pri Chadash, another achronim, whether we should assume ben gavra le gavra means after the Baal Kori finishes laying the psukim, or do you have to wait until after the Ola LaTorah makes the bracha after his aliyah? Is that also considered a part of the laning itself? And Begavra Legavra only starts once he finishes the bracha at the end of his aliyah, which is a very common thing you'll notice. You look tomorrow in shul, there are always people that are in a rush. I'm down the Kavschus, they're in a rush to good things, even though I don't really believe it. But whatever, people are in a rush to do whatever they have to do. So they wait till the end of the last aliyah, but they don't wait till the end of the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah has a machlokas achronim whether or not you are subject to the punishment of Ozvei Hashem Yichalu if you leave before the second bracha is recited. So that's something to be aware of. However, even though the Shulchan Aruch says one is allowed to leave ben gavra legavra, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham that we qualify this psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not under all circumstances that you're just allowed to leave ben gavra legavra. Even after you hear the second bracha and even after the aliyah is over, it's not so simple that you're allowed to leave. Number one, he says, it has to be a davar nachutz. It has to be that it's an emergency, that it's something extremely important that you have to do. Which again, I don't think every time we leave the shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, even ben gavra legavra, I'm not convinced that it's always such a davar nachutz. It's not always so important. Number two, he says, it's only b'tanai that there's going to be 10 people left to continue the Kriyas HaTorah. But if you're one of the main people for the minyan, then you have to take that with a certain degree of seriousness as well. And thirdly, he says, you're only allowed to leave ben gavra legavra if you already heard Kriyas HaTorah. But if you still have an obligation to hear the rest of Kriyas HaTorah, you're not just allowed to jut out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. You have to hear the rest of the aliyahs. However, he says, sometimes you have something comes up, like your wife is calling you, which is obviously a very extreme emergency. I'm saying that as a joke. But in such a case like that, we assume, meaning our phone shouldn't even be on us to see that our wife is calling. But naniach that you have an emergency, so says the Mishnah Berurah, the only time you're allowed to leave is if it's daita lachzer, if you plan to come back, miyad, if you plan to come back and try to catch up on the rest of Kriyas HaTorah. But stam, just to run out because you want to run out, that's not permissible. Mishnah Berurah even writes from the Tashbetz, the Mishnah Berurah writes there, that all of these haterim that the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham talk about, leaving ben gavra legavra, whatever it is, the Tashbetz points out, this is only when it's ba'akroi ba'alma. Only when it happens on occasion, a one-time thing, once in a while you have something comes up. But if a person, you watch in shul, there are people every day like clockwork, you watch them, whenever there's laning, they're out of there, the same time every day, they're just the first ones out, even before the laning is over, says the Tashbetz, you are subject to this problem, because it's impossible that you have an emergency that is so important every single time that you go ahead and have a Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore the Tashbetz says, if somebody chooses to walk out, to run out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, even in between aliyahs, every time we get up to the middle of ben gavra legavra, that's something that you are subject to, unfortunately, the punishment of Ozvei Hashem Yichalu. It's something to be very careful about. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his beautiful sefer, Orchas Yosher, has a whole section about tefillah, and there he writes that the Tashbetz didn't only mean, and the Gemara didn't only mean to say that this is somebody who leaves in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. He said this is someone also who leaves before the end of davening, somebody who chooses to leave before the end of davening. So again, we have cases in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to leave. Of course, you're allowed to leave after Shemana Esrei. You're allowed to talk at that point. However, he says, when the Shulchan Aruch gives all the haterim about when you're allowed to leave and when davening is officially over and when davening is unofficially over, that only applies if a person has ba'akroi ba'alma. You have an emergency. Someone came, you have a meeting at work, you have to catch a train. But stam, every time you're going to come daven, you're going to be running out before the end of davening, he says, this Gemara of Ozvei Hashem Yichalu would apply to such a person as well. It's important to stay till the end of davening, till the end of laning, and to make sure that we display the proper Kavadat Torah. Now, every so often, when you have a shul like ours, where there are so many different minyanim going on, so let's say I leave my tefillin in the other room, but I don't always daven the same time as the other minyan is davening, so I walk into the other shul to get my tefillin, now they happen to be in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So this is a shaila in the Prima Gadim. If I happen to walk into a shul because I want to get my tefillin, or because I want to see if somebody's there, or I want to just make sure that everything's running properly, but they happen to be in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, do I have to stay there until the aliyah is over? Or do you say, no, you have to only stay if you're a part of the minyan, if you're one of the participants, if you were there the whole time, but stop, if you're just going to get your tefillin running in and out, you don't have to stay. This is a suffix in the Prima Gadim, and he's not sure. I did see in the Ha'aris of Rav Al-Yashiv, when he has in the Gemara Brachos, he writes about a gabbait stucca. So he says, gabbait stucca doesn't mean a gabbait stucca. I think he's referring to the Mishulachim. In Yerushalayim, they have a lot of Mishulachim coming in and out. They don't time themselves to come exactly before Kriyas HaTorah, after Kriyas HaTorah. He said they're always showing up, in and out. They're coming different times every day. So he says, when you have a Gabbai Tzedaka who walks into the shul and he happens to get there in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, he thought there's nothing wrong with him walking out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Why? Because his Lashon is, Lo Mikri Yotze, you can't call him leaving, Shrei Lo Nichnas. We never really acknowledge the fact that he was here in the first place. So therefore, you can't call him somebody who leaves because he never really was here. What he means is, obviously we acknowledge the fact that he's here, but he's just shmying around. He's dragging around the shul. He's not really a part of the minyan. He's not really a part of anything that's happening here. And therefore, he seems to say that there would be no problem at all. Obviously, he says, L'chatchila, he should wait, ben gavra l'gavra. That would be more respectful. But if he has an emergency, meaning he has to get to the next shul and make the money, so then he says that would be something that would be permissible to leave even in the middle because Lo mikri yotze shaharei lo nichnas. You can't call him somebody who's leaving because he never really was there in the first place. And based on this psak, Rabbi Yashav also said the following, which is a tremendous chiddush. He said also that there was one time a meshulach who was a kohen, and he used to make it to the Rabbi Yashav's caravan shul, the little shul that was right near his house. He used to come all the time right before laning. He always wanted to get the aliyah. There wasn't a kohen often, and they would say, anybody a kohen in the room, he would always raise his hand. So Rabbi Yashav said, I said when it comes to the halacha of walking in and out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, Kimin shelo nichnas harei in a yotze. I don't consider you to be here. So you don't get the right to get the aliyah because you're not here in the first place. And therefore Rabbi Yashav skipped over him and he said, you don't count. When we call, is there a Yamud kohen? You're not in the count, you're not in the equation because you're not here. The same way you're not here and you're allowed to walk out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah means you're also not here and we can skip over you and give the aliyah to somebody else, which is a very big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush, but it's Re'uyim hadvarim lemisha amram. So somebody needs the men's room in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So every so often you have somebody who has an emergency like that. So the Aruch HaShulchan discusses that. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes that he's nistapik, he's not sure. Because we have two different qualifications. Obviously, if a person needs to excuse themselves, so we know, there's an isra of bal tashaktu. To hold it in is something that's a violation midaraisa. However, the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that if a person is in the middle of certain parts of davening, they should leave right away, not to violate bal tashaktu. What if I'm in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and now I have an urge to go outside, so what am I supposed to do then? So the Shulchan Aruch says, well, if a person feels they can hold it in for 72 minutes, they would be able to for a certain amount of time, then the Kavadat Tefillah is so important, you're not supposed to stop your Tefillah in the middle to go ahead, even though you might be in violation of Bal Teshaktu, but Kavadat Tefillah is Kavadat Tefillah. So over here, the Aruch HaShulchan is not sure. What is the status of Kriyas HaTorah? Would you say that Kriyas HaTorah is the same as like Shmona Esrei? Because Kavad HaTorah is Kavad HaTorah. Or would you say no, that Kriyas HaTorah is like Psukah Dezimra. Kriyas HaTorah is like a different part of davening where if a person feels they need to go outside, they go right away because you have a violation of Bal Teshaktu. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Nira L'Anias Daiti, he discusses it back and forth and then he writes, Didino Kitfila. He says, as far as I'm concerned, I think that Kriyas HaTorah is like Shmona Esrei, which is a Chiddush Atzum. But he says Kriyas HaTorah is like Shmona Esrei. Why? To gavel kavod haTorah ke kavod haShchina, because the kavod that we need, that we're obligated to display to the Torah as we're laning from it, is the same as the kavod haShchina. When you're davening Shmona Esrei, you have to realize you're lefnei melech malchei amlechem. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it should be the same attitude, the same perspective when we have the Sefer Torah open on the bima. Kavod haTorah is like kavod haShchina, and he says this is what the Medrash says: Halavai osi azvu v'tarasi shamaru. And therefore, he says a person in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, instead of stopping in the middle, even if they have to go outside and relieve themselves, he says he should wait till the end because we put Bal Teshaktu aside when it comes to the issue of Kavod HaTorah, the same way we would put it aside when it comes to the issue of davening Shmona Esrei. There's a story about the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai has a tshuva where he talks about the following case. He says that there was somebody who davened in a particular shul, and in that shul, the minhag was that even during the week, you would get a aliyah, and you'd have to pledge a certain amount of money for a mishaberach after the aliyah. Now, this person didn't have any money. He was very embarrassed. The gabbai is going to call me up. He's going to make me give a mishaberach. He's going to make me give money. I'm not going to be able to pay it. So, if I don't say that about vursha yitin any amount of money, that's going to be embarrassing. And if I say that I'm pledging and then I don't end up paying it, that's also terrible. So, what should I do? So, he writes to the Ben Ishchai that he wasn't sure what to do. And he wants to know that the Gemara tells us if you call somebody up to a Sefer Torah and the person denies the opportunity to do so, to take the Aliyah, the Gemara says that it's Mekatzun Yamav Shel Adam. It will shorten, it will reduce a person's lifespan. So he wanted to know, am I included in this? The reason why I run away every time I'm called up to an Aliyah in the Sefer Torah is because, not because I don't like the Sefer Torah, not because I don't like the Aliyah, but rather because I'm embarrassed that I can't come up with the money to have a Mishaberach afterward. So the Ben Ishchai responded to him and he said, no. The only time that we consider it to be a Bizayin HaTorah and Mekatzun Yamav Shel Adam if a person doesn't go ahead and accept the Aliyah is only in a case where The reason, the motivation why you're not taking the Aliyah is because you have some sort of disdain for the Sefer Torah. You have no respect for the Sefer Torah. But in a case like this, where you have other reasons why you cannot go ahead and take the Aliyah, because you cannot come up with the money for the pledge, it's a violation of Kavod Abrius, whatever it is, in a case like that, he says there would be no problem at all, and that's not part of what the Gemara says. And I think the same would be the case over here. When it comes to Ozve Hashem Yichalu, the whole reason for the Isser is because, in general, a person has to show a tremendous amount of Kavod HaTorah when we have the Sefer Torah open. So if a person is going to be so flippant in the attitude about what Kriyas HaTorah means to them, that's deserving of a punishment of Ozve Hashem Yichalu. However, if a person's leaving the shul because, not because their attitude is anything negative against the Sefer Torah, not because you have any lack of respect, not because you have an attitude of disdain for the Sefer Torah, but rather you're leaving because you have some other reason, you have a Hatzalah call, you have something else going on, in a case like that, I think it would be the same that we would assume that the whole prohibition of Ozve Hashem Yichalu would not apply. I just want to close with a very powerful insight, the words of the Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya writes in the Sefer HaTanya, very powerful words. We're not going to have enough time to read the whole thing, but he says, Chachme HaMishnah Alav HaShalom Shana B'Mishnasim. We all know the Mishnah that says in Pirkei Avos, Asara Sheyoshkim Ve'oskim HaTorah, when you have 10 people who sit and learn Torah publicly, which Kriyas HaTorah is the opportunity to do, and many times we have the opportunity to do that as well outside of Kriyas HaTorah, Shechina Shriya B'Neim, the Shechina is there. And as we said, the Gemara says in Brachos, not only is the Shechina there, the Shechina is Kadma Va'asya. The Shechina comes in advance and waits for everybody to sit down, waits for everybody to learn. Says the Baal HaTanya, Avavai Leman Dedachkin the Shechinta Kadyukim La'kud Shebrichu. Woe is to the person that pushes away the Shechina when the Shechina has come to be with you. Meaning, you have 10 people sitting and learning Torah, you have 10 people together, and the Shechina says, I'm going to be there when you're learning Torah, and you say, sorry, I got to go. Where are you going? Where are you going? What's more important than the Shechina being right in front of you? Asara Shiyoshim Oskim HaTorah, you have 10 people learning Torah or having Kriyas HaTorah together, the Shechina is there, Kadma Va'asya, and you're running out? Where are you running? What's happening? Says the Baal HaTanya, the Shechina says, Isnari me'afar kumi. The Shechina itself is saying, oh, I'm so excited now, the Jewish people want me, I'm going to come to their shul, I'm going to come participate. And you deciding, Didaka the Shechina, you deciding, I'm going to push the Shechina away, I'm not interested. I don't care that the Ribbono Shel Olam came to spend time with me. And he quotes a passage from the Zohar HaKadosh that this is one of the reasons why Mis'akvin Yisrael B'Galusa, this is one of the reasons why we're left in the Galus, is because Didachkin the Shechina, because we push the Shechina away at different points in our day when the Shechina comes out of its way to be with us. Al-Kain, so now he warns us. Ahuvai Achai Vereya, he says, my beloved, Al-Natiru Hara HaGadola HaZos, don't allow this terrible kind of attitude to creep in. Utnu Kavod HaShem Elokeichem, make sure that you display the proper honor, the proper respect to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So what's he referring to? What's he saying? He gets to his punchline. Dehainu, bein mincha l'mariv kol yamos achol. He says, the minig is that we learn between mincha and mariv. We have a tzibur is learning together. And he says, some people learn divrei agada, some people learn shulchan aruch. He goes through the different minhagim. He says, v'kol yachid al yafrish atzma min atzibur afilu lilmud inyan acher. Person's going to turn away and say, I have to finish on my tehillim for the day. I have to finish on my shnai mikra. I'm not going to listen to the rabbi speak. He says, do you realize what you're doing? That's dachkin l'shchina. Ki im bedavar shatzibur asukimbo, you should be involved in what the tzibur is learning. Ve'ein sarach lomar shela yetze achutza, says the Baal HaTanya. Certainly you don't have a right to leave the shul. If you want to learn your own thing, that's already wrong. But to go and leave the shul, that's dachkin l'shchina. You're pushing away the shchina. You're saying, I appreciate the fact that you came to learn with us, that we have a shir between mincha marv, that everyone's learning together, but sorry, I got to go. Where am I going? First of all, he says, often it's to talk Lashon Hara outside. It's not even to do with Var Mitzvah. Most of the times, that's all I'm doing. Talking about how horrible the Chizm was at Mincha. What else am I going to talk about? About the fight that took place over the Yama just now? What am I busy with in between Mincha Mar? That's what I'm busy with. He says, Alav ani kori aposik v'ozve Hashem Yichalu. Says the Baal HaTanya, this is included in this aspect of Ozve Hashem Yichalu, because the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, if we say that Kriyas HaTorah is a time when you're not allowed to leave, then certainly when Limud HaTorah, when you're having a public shir, if a person chooses to do something else, that's a violation of Ozve Hashem Yichalu, ki en kedusha ki kedushas HaTorah daraisa, because there is nothing that's more beloved. There is nothing that is a more exalted experience than to learn Torah and to have the Ribbono Shel Olam there in the room with us at that time. B'shalmei Ali, he says, anyone who listens to me, yishkon betach uviyamav uviyamenu tivasha Yehudah v'Yushalayim, we will have our geula, because that's what the Zohar Kaddish tells us. One of the reasons why we are held back from a geula is because the dachkin l'shchina. So the same prohibition that we have in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, about leaving in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, applies also not only to Kriyas HaTorah proper, but also to davening, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky told us, obviously, but also by a public shiur. When you have people who are all learning together, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes, he's Kadma V'Asya. If you're going to disrespectfully walk out, it shows such a lack of appreciation, such a lack of recognition, such a lack of regard for what it is to have an opportunity to learn Torah together, B'tzibur, and that's something that the Navi Yeshaya tells us is, unfortunately, subject to the punishment of Ozve Hashem Yichalut.